Well, once again, the Olympians are dazzling, and it's not just the nearly 5,000 crystals in every one of the leotards worn by the U.S. women's gymnastics team. Lots of drama there, by the way. Simone Biles and Allie Raisman qualified to advance to the all-around final, while Gabby Douglas, who won the gold medal in London, just missed a chance to defend her title. There were other gasp-inducing moments. French gymnast Samir Ait Said broke his leg during a vault. Dutch cyclist Annemiek van Vleuten was seriously hurt after she flew over her handlebars during a steep descent in the women's road race. And Venus and Serena Williams and number one seed Novak Djokovic are out of tennis competition after just one round. But let's spend a few minutes on swimming. Nicole Auerbach covers Olympic swimming for USA Today. She's joining us from the Olympic Village in Rio by Skype. And Nicole, start with Katie Ledecky winning gold last night, but more to the point, how she won it. Describe.
Well, I think, you know, I've seen her do this for the last 3 years, but I don't think that the national or international audience is all that familiar with her. So it's so visual to watch the way that she wins these races, particularly at the 400 freestyle distance, which is what she won Sunday night, but also she'll compete in the 800 later this week. And she just gets such a huge lead that she is finishing and celebrating before other swimmers even touch the wall. So she's shattering her own world records at this point. The crowd just swells as you're watching the splits come in. And basically by the halfway point, everyone knew that she wanted to break it and she was going to break this world record. So it's just a matter of how much she does it by. And it was about 2 seconds.
Is she the female Michael Phelps who won his 19th gold medal in his 5th Olympic Games last night with the relay? Is she him?
Well, you know, honestly, talking to people around the swimming community, she may be even more dominant than Michael was at his heyday right now, just because of her versatility, because she is swimming every distance in freestyle. She is swimming from the 100. She did the women's 4x100-meter relay and all the way up to the 800, which is the furthest that women can swim in the Olympics. That is unheard of. Women and men swimmers, you specialize. You are a sprinter. You are distance. You are butterfly. You are breaststroke. Mm-hmm. Or like Michael Phelps was an IMer. He did a lot of different things. But he didn't win by the margins that Katie is in some of these races. Mm-hmm. So by some in the swimming community, she is even more dominant than he was at his peak. And she could certainly pile up a lot of medals over these years. She's only 19 right now, and she's certainly got a lot of years left.
Yeah. Well, and you talk about one little just aspect of the swimming. There seems to be some sort of beef between America's Lily King and a Russian swimmer. What's going on here?
Well, obviously one of the storylines coming into the Olympics was the Russian doping scandal and whether or not Russian athletes would be able to compete in the Olympics. And there were some swimmers that had failed drug tests. Yulia Efimova is one of them. She has been twice suspended for use of banned substances. And suddenly she was listed on the heat sheet and competing in the Olympics over the weekend. It was very kind of sneakily under the radar, quietly added. And she is in the 100 breaststroke. She's the second qualifier heading into tonight's finals behind American Lily King. And, you know, she's in a position to medal. She's in a position to potentially take away a medal from someone who has never failed a drug test before, not to mention two. So Lily King saw Yulia Efimova win her heat in the semifinals Sunday night right before her. And she made some sort of gesture about, you know, being number one or something like that. And Lily King gave her a Dikembe Mutombo, you know, wag in the ready room.
And wait, then, to explain, you know, a finger wag?
Yes, a finger wag, like no way. And then she was talking about afterwards that she is not a fan of someone who is a drug cheat. And she doubled down on that. And it's been very interesting. We've had a couple comments and war with words with some swimmers who have failed drug tests in the past. Sun Yang is one, and Mac Horton, an Australian swimmer, has kind of also stirred the pot a little bit, poking at him. And so it's just very interesting. And it sort of added an extra layer to the women's 100 breaststroke tonight, just because, you know, you have all this tension every time Efimova and some of these Russian swimmers are in the pool. They are getting booed by the Brazilian crowd. People are not happy that certain people are competing here. So, you know, the crowd will certainly be behind Lily King, and so will a lot of Americans at home, based on my Twitter mentions last night. So I think it added a different dimension, sort of a good versus evil, you know, someone who's been found to have doped in the past versus a 19-year-old who's a swimmer at Indiana. It's just kind of adds a completely different, you know, layer to this race.
Nicole, just tell us quickly, what should we watch for this week?
Well, I'm most fascinated. Speaking of Katie Ledecky, we've talked about her. She's got the 200-meter freestyle. She's in qualifying with that today, and then tomorrow night will be the final. She swam the fastest time in the world in that event this year, but this is a relatively new addition for her. She's kind of going down the distances, and this is one that she does not currently own the world record in. She owns the 400, the 800, and the 1500. I don't know the last time someone has held those three plus the 200 world record all at the same time, but she certainly could do that, and we might be able to see that this week in Rio.
Nicole Auerbach, lucky woman. She's in Rio and the Media Village covering Olympic swimming for USA Today. Nicole, thank you.
Thanks for having me.